Well, at the 121st running of the Boston Marathon today, two Kenyans making their Boston debut were the first to cross the finish line. Here Now's Alex Ashlock has been on the course following the runners. Hi there, Alex.
Hey, Magna, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You've got the great weather at the finish line there. 30,000 runners out there today. Tell us about the men's winner.
Oh, yeah. Great day for the Boston Marathon today. Kenyan Geoffrey Karui won the men's race. It was his first marathon. He won by almost 20 seconds over American Galen Rupp. But it was a great day for U.S. distance runners on both the men's and women's side, but specifically the men's side. They had six runners in the top 10, including Galen Rupp, who finished second. He was running Boston for the first time. Shadrach Biwott was fourth, and Abdi Abdurrahman was sixth. So the men on the U.S. side had a great race, but the Kenyan dominated.
Let's talk about the women's race, another Kenyan winning there.
Yeah, Edna Kiplagat won in 2:21.52. That's 2 hours, 21 minutes, and 52 seconds. She was almost a minute ahead of the second-place runner today. Americans did well again here in the women's race. Jordan Hasse finished in 2 hours and 23 minutes. She was also running her first-ever marathon, and that time, 2 hours and 23 minutes, is the fastest ever first marathon by a U.S. woman runner, so that's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Des Linden, who was one of the pre-race favorites, finished fourth right behind Hasse. So that was the way the women's race played out today.
Terrific running today. And Alex, while we're talking about the American runners, Meb Keflezighi, is this his last Boston or his last marathon?
Well, he says it's his last competitive marathon in Boston. He's going to run New York in the fall, and that will give him a total of 26 career marathons. The marathon's 26.2 miles, so that'll end on a nice round number for him. He finished 13th today, and one of the things he did at the finish line was he kissed the hand of the father of Martin Richard, the young boy who was killed in the marathon bombing in 2013, and Meb Keflezighi, as most people I think know, came back and won the Boston Marathon in 2014, the year after the bombing. So an emotional day for him.
Yeah. Well, I understand that in the wheelchair division, we saw records fall in both men's and women's races.
Unbelievable. The woman who won the races from Switzerland, her name is Manuela Schaar, she finished in an hour, 28 minutes and 17 seconds, and that's the first time a woman has ever gone under 90 minutes for a wheelchair marathon. I'm looking at the times from the winning races the last couple of years for the women, 1 hour, 42 minutes, 1 hour, 52 minutes, 1 hour, 35 minutes. This woman did 1 hour and 28 minutes.
Wow.
So just an unbelievable time, obviously a course record. On the men's side, Marcel Hug, another Switzerland athlete, he won the race today. This is his third straight win in Boston. He also set a course record. He finished in an hour and 18 minutes. So the wheelchairs just were really strong today.
Wow, crushing it. So we've got just a couple seconds, Alex. The weather's about, what, in the 70s today? It seems like it didn't affect the wheelchair division.
Yeah, it didn't affect the wheelchairs at all. They said conditions were perfect. The roads were great. I watched the men's race more closely than any of the other races, and the men were taking a lot of water during the race.
Yeah.
So I think the heat may have had an effect on them.
Here Now's Alex Ashlock with his report on today's Boston Marathon. Alex, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Magna.